Since last year, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously allowed our association members to gather for international seminars. They were joyous occasions as master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During her visit to meet with our association members, Supreme Master Ching Hai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of fellow initiates. Throughout the ages, compassionate, enlightened masters have urged people to surrender to the greater universal power by seeking the divine within, from which all other goodness and happiness follow. This message was echoed again in Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion with the theme, The Immortal in Sheep's Clothing, with our association members in France on December the 7th, 2008.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
I brought one dog here today. Yeah. Goody. You want to see him?
Yeah. No.
Really?
Yeah.
Your favorite friend is coming.
Goody! Good boy, come here. Goody, good boy.
Oh, they love.
Good boy, Goody.
Oh. Everybody wants my dog.
No, not that one. And my dog.
Lucky guy.
Yes. go. Come now.
More there. Yeah.
Slowly. Turn around, Goody.
Yeah, you are. So people get more chance. Yeah. Turn around.
Yeah. Ah, you are so lovely.
Now, lay down here.
Good boy, that's a good boy. Good down, Goody, good down. Good boy, okay? Now, help me do some homework, okay? At home, I don't have enough time for my dogs and boy anymore, so I put them around my working place. I said, now you help me to do some work. You know, and they just hang around, helping, yeah. Because I have to combine now, you know, working and playing with them, you know, and sometimes flashlight, you know, I'm working and give the flashlight and then he just play with it and I'm playing with my work. Because, oh, I feel sorry for them a little bit now because I don't have time for them much anymore. So we just have to combine. And like today, I have not even told him yet. I just think in the head, you know, okay, I take one dog to the center today so that they have more time with me, at least in the car. And we, you know, talk sweet nothing in the car. And I said, better than nothing, hey, Goody. And then he, you know. I just thought about it like that, you know, and I said, oh, which dog should I take now? And then he looked at me. He said, me. Yeah. So afterward, you know, I took all my things and I said, okay, Goody, now we go. And he knows. He's not going to kitchen. He's not going to the backyard for his, you know, usual round of outing, but he goes straight to the gate where the car is parking. Yeah, incredible. That's so good, so good. Yes. He knows it. He's very willing to go guard me, you know? Very willing, jump out of the sofa right away and just go. Normally, you have to give him a reason, otherwise he don't get up. Not 2-3 o'clock in the morning, who would? But he knows it when he has to go to work and take care of me. Oh, very willing, immediately. No questions like usual. It's such a good one. Yeah. Incredibly intelligent. Understand English like anybody. Yeah. Goody, you are a good boy. He's getting old now, so I have to spend a little bit more time with them before it's too late, you know. He's getting old and have some, you know, trouble for old dogs like that. But he's very strong for old age, you know, all of them very strong. Good boy, yeah. Okay, now we do some homework. Are you too hot, Goody? No, are you okay, baby? Yeah? Need water, nothing? No. Okay, let's go back to our serious Buddha business, huh? You happy now?
Yes!
Okay. Oh, next time I just bring a dog, then I don't need to do anything. Yeah. Because you guys look so happy when you see him, you know. So I think he can represent me, you know. Sometimes when I'm not well, I just send a dog then. I have plenty that can take turns to come here to work. And he works just for food, so no problem. When I have time at work and then they hang around, you know. Yeah, I give them some snacks and some water and they just run around. You know, I pet them a little bit and then run around. So we work together, you know. And they like that, yeah, that they were working together. Yes. So I just sit on my desk and do things, and they play with each other or watch TV, you know, or laze around. Otherwise, I don't have time to run around playing with them like before. Not too much. And sometimes I have to combine, even birds also come in with dogs together, you know, and the bird like to print the one with long hair. So, like this, the bird is chasing the dog and they're busy together. But especially Benny, long hair and white, you know, they love to print Benny. So, I just let them run chasing each other, busy, you know, while I'm doing some work. It's also convenient, you know, they play with each other. Yeah? Goody. Yeah. And sometimes I'm working with my hand and all that, so the shadow is falling and jumping on the floor. And then he's busy, so I'm working and he's working. Yeah, he loved that. Yeah, Goody, today you have a job. Yeah. You see, he's very smart. He knows you are friends. Normally, if I'm going out and if somebody go near me, he growl at him. Warning. So he knows you are a good guy, so he comes to even kiss you, you know, and let you pet him. Oh, never happen like that when he go out. Nobody can go near him. No. When he goes out with me, he guard me like precious stone. Nobody can go near. No. Even if I go to restaurant, the most polite is that he keep away from people and he doesn't bother them. But if they come too near, he will warn them. Yeah. But for you, he just run around between you and let you pet him again and again and turn around like that. He's really good today. I'm proud of you. Yeah. I'm proud of the boy named Goody. Yeah. Yeah. Good, good, Goody. You are a good boy, Goody. Yeah, Roti. Yeah, you are my only Roti. Yeah, I keep telling him. He likes that. You see, he really knows where is where, you know? Normally he would not let anybody go near like that. But I know, I told him already, we go into the center and there are a lot of brother and sister, yeah? So you behave, eh? So he knows it. He's a good boy. Even go kissing the boy. Yeah, it's good boy. You are a monk, right? yeah. You are cute. You are wonderful. Now he's tired. Okay, that's good. Lay down, sleep. So next time I just bring one dog each time, eh? Like this we also work together, huh? He was spawning on my sofa upstairs. The big one with some the white blanket and all that. Oh my God. And his black hair. You can count on it. That it become black by now, like a black carpet now. Okay, he shake and then it's coming out. And the black hair and the white blanket, wow, perfect. Very, very obvious. Okay, now, let's read some story here. The story is called The Immortal in Sheep Clothing. This guy name is Shouqi. Shouqi had learned the magical arts from the celestial mountain, called Celestial Pillar. He was specially adept at shape-shifting and could summon ghosts and spirits. We have some around here today, one of you. What means shape-shifting? Anybody knows?
Changing shapes.
Yeah, changing forms, yeah. Like human changing to an animal, or changing to a tree and something like that. Camouflage, yeah? Wow, I should have learned all this before I became a master. You know, it's convenient. In the big book called The Monkey Go to the West, yeah, Xuan Zhuang, the monkey who is the disciple of Xuan Zhuang, great master, he can shape-shift himself also. Normally he could learn 120-something magical tricks. But he learned only 72. And then because he keeps showing off all the time. Master said, you cannot show off. The disciples together, they provoking each other, say, oh, can you do this, can you do that? But he was the smartest one. And he learned a lot more than others, you know. The master taught him more. So he showed off once. He made himself into a tree, yeah? Something like that. But he forgot to hide the tail. So the tree with the tail wagging. So the master caught him and then he say, okay, you violated the rules. So you cannot stay longer. But at least he has 72 tricks. With that, he has helped his master, Xuan Zhuang, to go all the way from China, capital, to India, everywhere, in order to collect the Buddha's teaching, written down, you know, at that time. That time Buddha is not alive anymore, but his teaching has been passed down, you know, through the disciples. And so they went there and copy and bring it home. So there was a monkey who also know a lot of magical power.
It is a joy to have you with us today for Between Master and Disciples. Please join us again next Monday for part 2 of Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion, The Immortal in Sheep's Clothing, Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is up next on Supreme Master Television, right after noteworthy news. Please stay tuned. Heaven's blessings to you and your loved ones for evermore peace and happiness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.